The constitutional position of a living entity represented by Arjuna is that he has to act according to the order of the Supreme Lord. He is meant for self-discipline. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the actual position of the living entity is that of eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. Forgetting this principle, the living entity becomes conditioned by material nature, but in serving the Supreme Lord, he becomes the liberated servant of God. The living entity's constitutional position is to be a servitor. He has to serve either the illusory Maya or the Supreme Lord. If he serves the Supreme Lord, he is in his normal condition. But if he prefers to serve the illusory external energy, then certainly he will be in bondage. In illusion, the living entity is serving in this material world. He is bound by his lust and desires. Yet he thinks of himself as the master of the world. This is called a delusion. When a person is liberated, his illusion is over, and he voluntarily surrenders unto the Supreme to act according to his desires. The last delusion, the last snare of Maya to trap the living entity, is the proposition that he is God. The living entity thinks that he is no longer a conditioned soul but God. He is so unintelligent that he does not think that if he were God, then how could he be in doubt? That he does not consider. So that is the last snare of illusion. Actually, to become free from the illusory energy, it is to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and agree to act according to his order. The word moha is very important in this verse. Moha refers to that which is opposed to knowledge. Actually, real knowledge is the understanding that every living being is eternally a servitor of the Lord, but instead of thinking oneself in that position, the living entity thinks that he is not a servant, that he is the master of this material world, for he wants to lord it over the material nature. That is his illusion. This illusion can be overcome by the mercy of the Lord or by the mercy of a pure devotee. When that illusion is over, one agrees to act in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is acting according to Krishna's order. A conditioned soul, illusioned by the external energy of matter, does not know that the Supreme Lord is the master who is full of knowledge and who is the proprietor of everything. Whatever he desires, he can bestow upon his devotees. He is the friend of everyone, and he is especially inclined to his devotees. He is the controller of this material nature and of all living entities. He is also the controller of inexhaustible time, and he is full of all opulences and all potencies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can even give himself to the devotee. One who does not know him is under the spell of illusion. He does not become a devotee, but a servitor of Maya. Arjuna, however, after hearing Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, became free from all illusion. He could understand that Krishna was not only his friend, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he understood Krishna factually. So to study Bhagavad Gita is to understand Krishna factually. When a person is in full knowledge, he naturally surrenders to Krishna. When Arjuna understood that it was Krishna's plan to reduce the unnecessary increase of population, he agreed to fight according to Krishna's desire. He again took up his weapons, his arrows and bow, to fight under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now, if you like, I'm going to read something. It's an introduction, which is the first page of the book. So if you like, you can turn it there. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nimilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri uta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunata vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhamishtamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikanta Radhakanta Namostute Tapta Kancha Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sintubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namum Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So once again I'm just going to repeat the translation. Arjuna said, My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt, and I am prepared to act according to your instructions. So I would like to do something. You can go back to the same chapter, but text number 64. So from here until where we are reading is one of the most, actually the most important purports and translation by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So this text 64 goes, I'll just read in English if it's okay. So Krishna says, because you're my very dear friend, I'm speaking to you my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. So text 65. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. The next one goes. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. The next verse goes. This confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. The next one. For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. And I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation of ours worships me by his intelligence. This is 69. So the next one is one who listens with faith. I missed one? There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear than he. Yeah. So and the next one I read. I'll repeat. And I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation of ours worships me by his intelligence. Next one. And one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell. O son of Prita, O conqueror of wealth, have you heard this with an attentive mind? And are your ignorance and illusion now dispelled? So Arjuna said, My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt and am prepared to act according to your instructions. So he says, Krishna said to Arjuna a very confidential knowledge, and he instructed him that you should always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. This offer your homage unto me means showing respect to Krishna, obeisances. Just to do these four things. Always think of Krishna, become his devotee, worship him, and showing respect and obeisance to him. So by doing these four things, Krishna promises, thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend. So anyone who practices devotional service is trying to serve Lord Krishna with his heart. He's thinking about him and showing his respect and obeisances. His life is saved and he's going back home, back to Godhead. So this is Krishna promising it here. And he says to Arjuna after that, abandon varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions, do not fear. So this doesn't mean that one shouldn't follow the principles of religion. It means that he should leave all other religions that exist and surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead means to follow his instructions. Like he instructed Arjuna to fight on Kurukshetra, on the big battlefield, because he's a Kshatriya and his nature is to fight. And so he wanted him to fight, and Arjuna didn't want, because on the other side it was his family there. There was his spiritual master, his uncle, his nephews, and he didn't want to fight with them, because he was attached to them. Like, if I kill them, you know. And then Krishna explained in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that the soul is eternal, that he is not the body, and that he has rights to fight. He also says, because this family, Arjuna was on the side of Pandavas, and Kuravas were the other part who were fighting against them. And actually, they burned out the kingdom of five Pandavas, and they kicked them out. And for how long? 13 years they were in the forest, yeah? 12 years, yeah? And they kicked them out. And there was a big thing that happened also with Draupadi, with Arjuna's wife. They took her on the lap, and they started, because Arjuna was gambling, he lost everything, and he lost even his wife. They were gambling with his wife, and he lost even the wife, and they were taking out her sari, her clothes, you know. And the king, was it Bhishma there, yeah, and the spiritual master, and nobody was saying anything while they were taking out the cloth from her. And she surrendered to Krishna. She said, do what you want with me. Like, if you want me to be embarrassed that everybody sees me naked, then do it. But if you want to save me, please do it. So Krishna came immediately behind her, and he was creating this like sari behind her, that she doesn't become naked, so she wasn't. And because of this incident that happened, Krishna said to Arjuna he has to fight, because they didn't took any responsibility, his spiritual master. He didn't took any responsibility for this situation that happened. And so Arjuna had right to fight against them. And many more things happened, of course. So there's just a few of the things that happened. And Krishna wanted him to fight because the population was really huge at that time. And the war was going to come anyway. So even if Arjuna fighted or not, the war would still go on. And Krishna said, even if you go away, you would still come back to fight, because your nature is a Kshatriya nature, a warrior, a fighter. So you have to fight. And then Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna to convince him that he should perform his duties for him, for Krishna's pleasure, not for him. So in the next verse, after this one, abandon varieties or religion and surrender to me, he said, this confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor one who is envious of me. So Prabhupada gave purport here that persons who have not undergone the austerities of the religious process, who have never attempted devotional service in Krishna consciousness, who have not tended the pure devotee, and especially those who are conscious of Krishna only as a historical personality. Prabhupada is explaining here that even if a devotee is giving like a Bhagavad Gita class or something, that there may be some people around that are envious of Krishna, but there are some that are not, so because it says that this knowledge shouldn't be spoken to those who are envious of Krishna. And so anyone who is engaged in devotional service or wants to know about Krishna, you know, it's this knowledge can be spoken to that person. He just, if somebody is envious of Krishna, it shouldn't be spoken to him. So, and then the next verse, it says that for one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. So anyone who reads this Bhagavad Gita, even once, with a humble state of mind, like thinking that, not thinking, oh, I'm going to now, you know, I don't know, read this book. If you don't do it in a humble state of mind, you know, in that you are going to learn something, then it won't be good. But if you are you humble and you're trying to read to understand Krishna and to understand this book that he spoke to Arjuna, then you will actually understand it. And it's Krishna says here that one that talks this supreme secret to devotees, his pure devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to Krishna. So anyone who reads Bhagavad Gita and follows the rules and regulations that are explained here, he'll go back to Krishna after this life. Krishna is promising this here, that he will, in the end, he will come back to me. So, the verse I read was, always think of me, become my devotee. So how can we always think of Krishna? So we have to become Krishna's servants, a devotee of Krishna. Devotee means the one that serves with love and devotion. So that means that Krishna is in center and we want to please the Lord. And by doing this, then we can be really satisfied. Because it's like, I'll give an example, if you have a plant and if you take a water and put it on the in the root, if you put the water in the root, then that plant will grow up nicely. And if you put the water on the leaves, it might help a little bit, but still this plant will not grow nicely. So in the same way, if we are just loving our mother, our father, or our children, or I don't know if somebody doesn't have family, a dog, he has a dog, he's serving him because his nature is to serve someone and love someone. So even if somebody is loving a dog or just something, his love is not complete because he's not loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by loving Supreme Personality of Godhead, it means that you love even a small ant, because you don't want to kill that small ant, because you know that this ant is also a part of God. And you don't have a reason to kill it. So this is real love, that you love everyone. So if you love the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you serve Him, then every other living entity around you will be happy. Just like the example, if you give the water to the root, it will grow up nicely. But if you give it to the leaf, it won't be so good, it won't grow up. So by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, one can attain pure devotional service just by talking this Bhagavad Gita to others or just by reading it. One becomes purified. As Prabhupada said, every day you have to take a shower to clean your body. But once you read this book, you become cleaned from inside. So you can read it as much as you want, many times. Every time it will be different. More realizations will come. Because this is not just like some book, I don't know, from a shop. It is spoken by the Supreme Lord. So by reading this book, one is becoming liberated. Because if you're reading it in a humble state of mind, then you will understand it clearly. And you will understand what's the goal of life. So in this age, it is for us very easy. This age is called Kali Yuga, the age of hypocrisy. Everybody's fighting, hypocrite, angry. Many people are like this in this age. Selfish, just are engaged in sense gratification, just think about themselves. And they're not getting any happiness, any bliss. They don't have any knowledge, most of the people. So that's because they're not trying to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead or trying to get the right knowledge. People mostly have just material knowledge, and that knowledge is imperfect. And if one has a spiritual knowledge, he can be happy, because spirit, the absolute truth is, you know, it's complete, the spiritual knowledge. And just by reading this book or any book that Supreme Lord said, one can become liberated. So in this age of Kali, it's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in one verse, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Iva Iva Kevalam, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatira Natya. In this age of Kali, there's no other way, no other way, no other way for spiritual perfection than chanting of the holy name, the holy name, the holy name of the Lord Hari. So in this age, our mind is very fast and we really can't concentrate our mind on some meditation, sitting in peace and breathing, and it's not very possible. And so the Supreme Personality of Godhead came 500 years ago as a golden incarnation. It is even described in Vedas that he will come and perform Sankirtan. So he came 500 years ago to perform his pastimes, and he showed the best example how to be the best servant of the Lord. He was fully engaged, 024, in chanting of the holy name of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this is the only way for spiritual advancement in this age. You just have to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare means the energy of God, and Krishna means God, and Rama means the one that gives pleasure. So by chanting these holy names, one is getting purified, because if we are chanting this holy name, we are calling the Lord, and the Lord is not different from this name, because He is absolute. He's not different from His activities, from His words, from His body, because it's spiritual. So by chanting these holy names, the Lord is being present with us. And when the Lord is present with us, we're also getting all the good qualities that He has. Like we're being humble, tolerant, and all the good qualities we're getting. Because it is said, with who you are, if you're with a people who are drinking alcohol, you're going to drink too and you're becoming a drunkard, you know. So if you are in association of devotees who are serving the Lord, you're also devoted then. And by chanting the holy names, you're becoming purified. And certain time, you'll become a pure devotee if you're eager to serve the Lord and His devotees. Actually, Krishna says that not the one that says that he is my devotee is my devotee, but devotee is one that serves a devotee of my devotee of my devotee. So das anudas, servant of the servant. We have to serve other devotees. So, and the spiritual master, of course. So Srila Prabhupada came in '60s to America because his spiritual master told him to bring this holy name to the Western world. And he took complete responsibility, and he completely surrendered to the Lord, and he gave us so much. He opened more than hundreds of temples. He went more than 11 times around the globe, and he had thousands of disciples. So you can see that this Krishna consciousness movement is powerful, that it is not some materialistic movement or some it is spiritual, and you can see it by its power. It's all around the world, and it's going to spread everywhere. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that this holy name will be heard in every village and town. So, when he came, the golden age started. And this age will be for 9,500 years more. So, and then it will end up, but in this 10,000 years of the golden age, many souls will be delivered back to the spiritual world. And it is explained that in the spiritual world, every step is like a dance, and every word is like a song. Everything is full of bliss, happiness, and it's joyful, and everybody is serving the Lord there with love and devotion. And in his relationship, he's sharing this love with the Lord and with the other pure devotees there. So by reading these books, by being in association with devotees, and by chanting these holy names, and of course by eating prasad, is also one of the more important things, the food that's offered to Lord. So by doing these activities and dancing in kirtan, you know, you get the taste for it. If you do it a lot, you chant more and more, and you'll get the taste, because you realize that this name is not different from Krishna. The name Krishna and he himself are not different. So he is fully present in this name. So by chanting, we are becoming purified and satisfied because of the presence of the Lord. So yes, this verse, always think of me. So we can always think of Krishna if we try always to chant the holy name. Prabhupada said, we always must remember that the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is our life and soul. This is the most important thing. Just like Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, he was chanting 300,000 names of the Lord per day. This is like 20, 22 hours a day. He was constantly chanting the names, and he was liberated soul. And that's why he's called Namacharya. And he's the biggest example for us that we should always try to be fully engaged in chanting of the holy name. If you just have faith in it, that this will help you, it really will. Because it is the easiest process in this age for us. It's very simple. We just have to chant the holy name. In meditation it can be, with japa, or in the kirtan, dancing in ecstasy for the deities, for the Lord. And it's full of happiness, and the bliss will come in. You know, just by doing this, and eating prasadam, reading books, and serving other devotees, that's all we have to do. And in this one lifetime, we go back to God, back to Krishna. And we are going to be face to face with Him, serving Him. No more illusion, no more suffering, no more birth, death, old age, and disease. No more this material conception, being free from it completely. So one that really wants to go back home, back to Godhead. I mean, who wants to go back home, back to other spiritual world? Everyone, isn't it right? Because it's beautiful. This is where actually we come from. And this will only make us really happy to serve the Supreme Lord with our heart. Because it says that the soul, her existence is, she wants to enjoy. But material enjoyment is really not enjoyment, it's like suffering. Even if one is earning so much money, he's in passion, and he just wants more and more things, and he'll never get satisfied, you know. And I don't know, if somebody is smoking or drinking, it can be nice for a few moments, but then later you have a headache, you can get cancer, you have problems with your belly, your kidney, liver, you know. It's all problems again for the body. And the body is getting dirty, you know. And it's just pollution, no happiness. Just happiness, but a little bit. And it's materialistic. But real happiness is in serving the Supreme Lord. And the spiritual energy. Because we are spirit souls. We are not material. We're eternal spirit souls. We are not the body. So we are only happy when we are in our real position. And our real position is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So by reading these books, you'll start to love Krishna. Because if you don't know anything about Krishna, how can you love him? So you have to know a person, just like if you see some boy or girl, or he's attractive. But when you get to knowing him, you're starting to loving him more. So in the same way, if you read these books about Krishna, his pastimes, his activities, how much fun he had when he was present in Vrindavan in India, and or 500 years ago, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was traveling all around India and giving this Krishna consciousness to every living being. Doesn't matter he was a Muslim, Hindu, it doesn't matter. He's a spirit soul, he's not the body. So just chant these holy names and you'll become purified. And just in this one lifetime you can go back home, back to Godhead, to the spiritual world. So by reading these books we are understanding God more and more, and by being engaged in the service for the Lord, we are getting more realizations, we are becoming happier, and by chanting the holy names, we are getting the taste for it, and we are also getting bliss from Krishna. So, I'll stop here, so it's a little bit late. So if you would like to give a comment or a question, it would be nice. So, any question or comment you would like to give? Everything is clear? Yes, please. Thank you very much. I hope it was good. I try my best. So, okay, thank you very much. Is there any question, more comment? No? Okay. So if now we'll do some kirtan, chanting of the holy name, so that we become purified and go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.